Welcome home. We are at Coco's in Lauraville. I'm Nestor. It is our crab cake row. Someone says, is this the crab cake tour? I'm like, yeah, it's sort of the cup of Super Bowl of the crab cake tour. It's called Crab Cake Row. Rasig is still here. Luke has to go at 3:30, so we're going to hold him 20 more minutes and like do something here. Brian Pugh's been kind enough from the Brain Injury Association of Maryland to hang out, and he's going to join us at 3:30. Rasig is here, and Ron Cassie, a Baltimore Magazine editor, who is a real baseball aficionado, sports aficionado, one of the smart people, one of the deep thinkers I know. I love him. He's on his bike. Heading over here on the bike paths down Argonne Drive.
Beautiful out there to do it today.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. So Luke's going to hang out a little while longer. So I would just say, on the tip of our tongue, more than anything, as being a guy who's done nothing but sports in my life until recently, just the fact that sports is so relevant again, that, you know, there are people in here wearing Raven stuff, there's people in here wearing Orioles stuff, and they both have a legitimate run at this. There's new ownership, there's going to be new breath in this, there's enthusiasm for Lamar, there's controversy or whatever for Harbaugh or for DeCosta or for are they going to win or is any of that stuff. There's a relevancy about it that when I talk about, and I've talked to a lot of people this week about positive things, right? We're Baltimore positive, right? But, like, I had Baltimore Homecoming here today. I had Mandy Snyder. She just took this gig with Baltimore Homecoming. Talking about, like, if you're front-facing the world and saying what's good about Baltimore, you say CFG Bank Arena, we got development, the harbor's going to happen, the baseball ownership's going to happen where we felt like it was never going to. We spent a whole segment talking about that, right? So if the revitalization of the city, and I've been to, I mean, I was in San Francisco 2 weeks ago. It's, you know, if I say that out loud, some Republican yells about some ish about them. It's just dumb stuff. But it's struggling, man. You know, I mean, cities are struggling because business isn't there anymore. All the glue that held the harbor together for 50 years is going to be different. But getting people there, feet on the street, getting people downtown, making it relevant, making it urgent, helping bars. Think about how much different this would be if the Ravens had won that game.
Yes.
It does speak for our town how important sports is, are, and can be when it's done right. You talk about the Bills, and, I mean, there's no time you're in Buffalo, and they only have the Sabres, right? I mean,
Sabres,
you know, it's a two-sport thing, but. And we've been that traditionally with the Colts and the Orioles forever. I've been doing this 32 years. I met Rasig. Dude, I met you I said 39. It was 40 years ago last month.
That's amazing.
I met you in January of 1984.
That means Luke was like a glint in his father's eye.
He was
four
months old. Yeah. So I've known you 40 years, and you've drawn sports cartoons about all the Ursay stuff, all the Angela. I mean, you have made you've made a living off of dumb prick owners in this town.
Yes.
Like, how awful it's been.
The greatest dumb prick owners in any of any American city, but maybe. At least the best. Well, I don't know. There's some bad ones. Daniel Snyder, too, you know. But yeah.
Well, Thurley owns us in there, who's wearing the district on his shirt and taking the team out of the city.
For cartoon.
And holds a press conference and stands up, hold me accountable, and walks out the side door without taking questions.
Yes, right. Yes.
I mean, dude, I can't believe I ever had anything to do with you, ever.
But for a sports cartoonist, pure gold as a sports city for ownership groups, for ownerships. Ursay and
short of drawing Steinbrenner cartoons at the Post for you, right?
Yes, right. And again, I grew up reading Bill Gallo and Bruce Stark in the New York papers, and I used to love the way Bill Gallo depicted George Steinbrenner with a German helmet on his head and a spike on it. Yeah,
oh
it was
God.
Always great, you know.
Couldn't do that now.
No, you could not do that now. So, but. I
you know what
really,
you can't do
I
now,
really
but I'm
can draw
do?
Ursay and Angelos really well. I mean, over the years, I've really depicted
my radio station has the Peterometer. He did a Peter meter, a Peterometer, and it was a circle with a spinner on it, and it had all of Peter's lies anywhere it would land. It was like a lie. You know, it was all. Right, it was. Yeah. It's still hanging at the station.
Right.
And the Ursay thing, I mean, Cassie just did a thing on the Ursay dummies.
He's writing a story on it, yeah. He's
people ask me, because we're six here, I'm going to tell them out loud. You didn't even know this. He made two dummies. The head of the original body dummy lives in Canton. at the bar at Nacho Mama's, and the Beanie Baby dummy
Bob,
that
Beanie
you made
Bob, Beanie
specifically,
Bob, yeah.
it was commissioned for me. It was
for that game. For that game,
it was commissioned during. Yeah, it was commissioned for that game. He made it for the 2006 game.
Right. Yeah.
We were just talking about that.
And I took it to Indianapolis for the Super Bowl in 11. It has been photographed with Don Shula.
I love that. Yeah.
So Beanie Bob lives at the very back bar in the back corner of Nacho Mama's in Towson. And he is back there right next to the vodka that he enjoyed so much.
Ah, so
appropriate.
So
we put him over the bar. So,
so
how
appropriate.
About that?
Yeah, it's very nice. Very nice. Yeah, anyway, yeah, it's the 40th anniversary of the Bob Irsay dummy
Colts.
This year.
Right.
This year in October it'll be. But, of course, it's the, I think it's – is it the 40th anniversary of the
movie,
Colts leading?
Yeah, March,
yeah.
March
20th. So
March
he's doing, I think he's doing the story – we can ask him when he's here. But I think he's doing the story – on the Colts leaving, but is doing like a sidebar on the dummy, you know, which is it's his anniversary is in October.
Does he know that the dummies are at Nacho Mama's?
I'm not sure. You'll have to kind of ask him.
Well, that's why I like to make it public, because people ask about the dummies, and I mean, even Dan Roderick's the play I took you to. I told you Rasig's in the play.
Oh, it was
because
awesome
the
to
picture
see.
Of him and the dummy.
Yeah, they have a slide of me and the dummy at the Veterans Stadium.
At the
vet, it's great. It's really good.
The and vet's also, dead, also Bob Irsay's dad. You're
also
alive.
A slide of our pal Morgana in that same show.
Kissing, you know? Cow.
Yeah, kissing cow. So it's great.
I got the first base with Morgana. Wah wah wah.
But to your point,
I did. Yeah,
to your point, no,
I got a picture of it.
And also, two of the greatest sports facilities, you know, in their own sports in this town too. That's another plus, sports wise. You don't think so?
What do you mean?
Raven Stadium and Camden Yards.
I don't think the stadium. I mean, if they're that great, people would go to them that more than they do. You know what I mean? Like, it's about the teams. It's about the price. It's about the mojo. It's about the who you're going with. It's about the price and the price and the price. I think. I mean,
I do think Camden Yards is a jewel from an aesthetic standpoint. Now, that's been diminished with the hotel that went up, and certainly the on-field product, after a while, you do get to a point where...
I didn't know you were including the product in the stadium.
But the ballpark itself, we can't dismiss...
I'm not dismissing it. I'm just saying if it was that great, people would go. They need a better idea than we have a nice ballpark and we're going to win some games.
But when the Red Sox were lousy, no one went to Fenway Park either. Like, let's not, you know...
I gotcha.
I'm just saying, considering the influence of the
park. To me, that's not a new asset, though. I'm just saying, like, that's nothing new... Like, they're going to spend $1.2 billion. Dollars.
It's going to be moved anyway because they're going to renovate.
Three times what they spent on both of the stadiums putting up gold-plated bathrooms in the case of the Ravens. I've seen their plan. Their plan doesn't involve me. You know, it doesn't involve anybody that's going to go down there and pay less than $250 to get near the place and $30 for a cock. I mean, literally, I'm not being a jerk. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's not getting me there or making the stadium better. They did the things that they needed to do in the stadium when, I cried about David Monday on the air. He would cackle to me about escalators when old people in 1999 couldn't get upstairs and moving around. And then, you know, Steve put all this money in. I'll give Steve, you want to give John props? I'll give Steve props. Mm-hmm. Spent money on things in the stadium that came out of his pocket that's now kind of getting rebated back. But Dick Cassis thought that we needed an out-of-town scoreboard when everybody's got a phone and the phones aren't working. They got the Wi-Fi working in there. I think that was one of the biggest in-game experience. And I'm not a media guy like him. I sat in the stands with my phone in the rain. Right. Every week, and was chastised and thrown out for it. But when the Wi-Fi didn't work, it sucked. And when the Wi-Fi worked, the whole experience got better to check stats, do things like that. To me, and that's something you don't even see. It didn't cost $1 billion to do. I went to every game there ever was and paid for it. Every game ever from the beginning, even preseason games. And I sat in my seats. And it's fine. It's great. I love my seats. That's one thing. But that's personal to me. But I walked in the same gate, went to the same place. I didn't utilize my... I walked to parts of the stadium during Billy Joel 4 months ago that I'd never been. Because why would I be there? It wasn't part of
it
what I did.
It wasn't
you know,
thing.
It just wasn't my thing for 25 years.
Right.
I don't know that they know the answer. Because I'll tell you what, it's not. It's not Lamar. It's not winning. It's not $10 tickets. Because, dude, I got screenshots of every single week. You go to a Ravens game anytime you want it for 10 or 20 bucks this year, save for two or three Bills game, you know, big games. If a good team comes in, they would move the meter. The Lions game moved the meter because the Lions brought 15,000 fans.
Right.
It's not a tough ticket. It's not desirable. People like it on TV, all the things we talk about. But that, they got to figure out how to get people down. And that's the same thing with the Inner Harbor. I'll say that same thing for anything. CFG Bank figured it out. We're going to bring in John Mayer. That's going to bring people downtown.
Okay.
You know? I mean, that's...
Isn't that a problem that a lot of teams have right now?
Yeah.
I think that's
just right. It's like we were talking about...
In our
previous conversation, we were talking about the Orioles with Masson and streaming and figuring out TV in 2024.
That's
because
their biggest problem.
It's only getting worse.
Yes.
Like, you know, you have to completely reimagine what that's going to look like. But that's every team.
And the
it's
reimagining is going to be some bundle where your niece, and maybe a niece or nephew, I'm not rooting one way or another for you, but when they're 14 years old and you want to take them down, and you're not going to be, you'll be my age then. That's not, it's not that old to be my age. I want to point that out. You could be your six age.
Really?
So, right. You know, when we get to that point, what's it going to look like? What's the level of interest? What's the cost of entry? And more than that, and I think it's going here. If you're asking me, and I don't, what would I know about media? they've been living off the public titty for so long, and so many people in Lauraville that don't like baseball have been paying for it through their cable television, and they've eaten off of that. And Chris Davis got rich off of that after Brady Anderson and Rafael Palmeiro got, like, that's where the money came from, right? The money didn't come from $25 beers, certainly not in white, lower middle class baseball fans from Dundalk or Middle River who $20 beer is outrageous. I see them turn their nose up at $6 beers in Dundalk, right?
Right.
It's like, so it's cheaper on the outside. The game's on TV. They're going to try to really stuff it up the rectums of the people who watch on TV now. So that's all they have. All they have is, sorry, it's $599 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it breaks down to $3 a game. It's kind of the way they break down coffee if you spend too much for it. It's only $3 a day. It's only $3 a game. It's $3 a game, dude. It's three friggin' bucks a game, and you'll get it on your all these places. You can only watch it in one place, right? Like, so all you want to do is watch it wherever you are, and you need Wi-Fi to do that. If you're in Cambridge, God bless you, you know, or you're in some backwoods place, you... Shrewsbury, God bless you.
Say, like where I live.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I would say what I'm seeing from them now is if you buy the $5.99 package, Luke, we'll give you the Junior Oriole thing to bring your kid, and we'll give him a free cheeseburger from the Chicken Tender Place or the Royal Farms, this kid's club or whatever. But what they're going to do is make you get bent over to have the games on TV and then incent you to come down to the ballpark where they can then bend you over for $25 beers.
Got it.
And the getting you to the ballpark for $5 or $10, that's going to be your Benny. Your Benny is you buy the $600 thing, they'll let you come to the ballpark for free and sell you $20 beers, right? So they're going to get their season ticket out of you. They're going to get your season ticket out of you. Your grandkids, that's the way the Mets are going to sell them, right? Like, they're going to, and that's going to be your cost to entry, and that's when it's going to fall apart because you're going to turn your nose up. Middle River's going to turn their nose up. They're going to find some way to steal it. We're going to go back to what my father would tell me. And by the way, I'm releasing the book of my father on March 5th. It's my dad's birthday, my pop.
No kidding.
The book from 2006, Why I Love Baseball. My dad would tell
Wonderful.
Me, because my dad was born in 1919, he said in Scranton, when he was a kid, the big fights, the Tunney Dempsey and all those fights in the 30s, there's one place in the neighborhood that had the radio. And they would all go to the house and listen to the fight. It'd be like when I got closed circuit back in Mike Tyson and you come over to Kane Street and watch Mike Tyson and Buster Douglas or Michael Spinks, all 92 seconds of it. You know, I paid a $59 and I collect $5 from everybody at the door.
That's right.
And we get the fight, right? I mean, I don't know who's doing that on a Tuesday night for a baseball game. I don't know what they're going to do to Marcella here if she wants to have the Oriole game on here, as I see the NBA network up here. I mean, where is $50 million coming for Lamar Jackson? From Gillette or Schick or Coors or these? Like, where? So Roger can make $80 million a year. Like, at some point, and I'm not naysaying the bubble's going to burst, but baseball specifically, and if we were at Radio Row this week with smart people, because the NFL wouldn't let them in, they would tell you that the NFL is going to start banging people 5-6 years from now on streaming. If you want the Super Bowl, it's $10. It's only $10.
They won't do it for the Super Bowl. They'll do it for every game but the Super Bowl.
Well, we're already at Peacock. I got your Peacock right here, you know? And I went up to Hollywood Casino to watch it. I don't know how important that game would be to me, how much I really would have paid to watch the game.
I mean, I was very angry that I couldn't watch it just because it seemed like it was going to be a classic NFL ice bowl game, you know? Like,
did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
Is it the first football playoff game you've ever missed in your life?
It's one of the only ones I've ever missed in my life. Yeah, of course the playoffs
70 years old. He's pissed off. He's done. It hit my threshold. My threshold was I wasn't giving him my credit card. And I wasn't playing that. I'm going to get online and cancel it. And man, just shove it. You know? And I hope that the Rubenstein people, the shove it part, they can't. The Orioles can't have. I've already told the Orioles to shove it for 30 years. I want to come back. I don't know what the offer is. And I'm telling you, the offer is going to be way different for your niece and nephew, niece, or whatever,
That's what they have to figure out. It's a changing world. I mean, it is. I mean, look at how. Think about things that we took for granted, even me as someone who's young, that doesn't exist anymore. You know, I was browsing social media this morning, and someone was lamenting the fact that high school kids can't see their team's box score in the local newspaper anymore.
They can watch a live stream.
That's not a thing anymore.
Right.
Okay, there is a live stream, but you can't save that for prosperity. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, right. Okay.
Sure.
I mean, like, think about, we just talked about playoffs. You don't get tickets anymore.
Right. Oh, that's amazing.
I mean, think about, I know you've collected ticket stubs. I have, like, so, like, things that we just took for granted, either in our adult lives or certainly as kids, like, it's a changing world. And I don't mean that in a bitter way, although certain things I don't like, but it's changing. So sports has to adapt just like other forms of entertainment.
Whatever, the day celebrate Adley Rutschman getting this money or Gunnar Henderson, just understand by year 8, you are going to pay. You're going to, if you want to enjoy it, you're going to have to pay for it. Same as a Coco's Crab Cake or anything else you buy.
Yeah.
And we felt like it's free.
He just rolls with it better than old guys like me.
But at the same time, like going back to what you said, people will reach their threshold. And I've said this for years talking about Thursday night football in the NFL. And especially now that it's on Amazon, don't watch it. It's a lousy product. Stop watching it. The league will see that the numbers tank and then they have to reevaluate. So like at some point in time, you have to speak as a consumer.
Free the birds.
So
I'm already
And I'm not saying that, like, I'm not saying that for the Orioles or for the Ravens or just in general. If it's something that you don't like, don't consume it. Don't you talk about it on social media while you're continuing to watch it. You're giving them exactly what they want, you know? So there, and this lends itself to what you're saying.
Is that like Jay-Z? I mean, the Grammys?
I mean, you just get to a point where it's like, okay, you're either going, it's something that you value and you will continue to do it, or you'll continue to pay more, or you won't. And that all these leagues, just like the movie industry, music, I mean, think about it. When was the last,
streaming.
When was the last time you went to a record store? How many record stores even exist anymore compared to 10 years ago, let alone 20 or 30?
It used to be my favorite thing
to
do.
I go to record stores. I went to one last week.
It's great that you can pull your phone out and go listen to your favorite song instantaneously.
It's not great for Sting because he's getting ripped off.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So, and you see how that's had to be reimagined. And I don't know the nuts and bolts of that, but the music industry is very different now than it was 20 years ago years ago. So, you know, I mean, if I had the answers to this, I wouldn't be sitting right here. I'd be making billions right now figuring that out.
He'd be sitting at the bar eating a crab cake.
Oh, yeah, sure. Crab cake's amazing. Coco's.
There you
home
go.
Run.
I got to get
run
you one for the road for you and your brother.
But yeah, I mean, this is, and I don't think this needs to be a doom and gloom conversation. It's ultimately, not talking as media guys for a second. We're just fans and consumers and watching it. It's for them to figure that out. Because ultimately, you're either going to, you're going to keep me or I'm going to go away. And if I go away, chances are my kids or my nieces or whoever is going to go away, you know? So,
and also, as you said, you know, maybe it's better for us as fans if we want to go to a football game that the tickets are only $20 or $30 because of availability.
And I'm glad you said the word availability because I was going to bring this up. And we're already seeing it. Camden Yards is going to have a smaller capacity. When the renovations are done, you know, right now it's about 45, 46. It had been up as high as 48 at one point in time.
Mm.
It's probably going to, I'm guessing, I don't know this. This is not any inside information. I'm guessing their capacity is going to be more like 40 when this is all said and done. You're going to see probably the left field upper reserve, I think, is probably going to be turned into bar, restaurant, common area,
free the birds.
Like
I'm ready to retire.
And it's, again, just a guess, but we've seen how they haven't sold those tickets in recent years, other than for a handful of games. But I think you're going to see that. And this happened in Cleveland. This has happened in some other. They're going to reimagine space. It's all about now having social gathering kind of place.
Your niece and nephew are going to want to go down there and have a different experience than my dad did.
There's a carousel. There's spaces for young fans. There's, you know, center. I mean, they have the center field bar restaurant or the center field bar area.
It's the first place I go. I go every time I walk in the stadium.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the best place in the world to watch the if you're really set on watching the game, but it's a great vantage point. Like, it's cool to be up there.
It's a bar. It's a bar.
So, you know, but this is how it's all changing. And you said it, a big part of this is going to be, we're going to shrink the capacity. We're going to drive up the demand because there's going to be less availability.
Yep.
Now, that won't matter as much in May on a Tuesday night, but you better believe that's going to matter in September if they're in the middle of a pennant race, having a weekend series with the Rays or the Yankees or the Red Sox. And it sure as heck going to matter come October when there are 40,000 playoff tickets compared to 47 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, I'm,
and against
I'm big, fascinated to see how it's going to play out. I mean, it's, and for, these are not easy answers for anyone.
That's right. Yeah.
Unlimited possibilities, all right? Rasing, I'll see you in about 20 minutes.
Okay,
Ron Cassie's coming. Luke, elbow bumps. Get some soup for the road, man. Luke Jones is here. All of his fans and admirers have stopped by. We're at Coco's Pub. We're in Olaraville, Hartford Road. You have more fans and admirers than I have at this point, you know. They love you.
Get out of here.
I read it on YouTube. Yeah, the guy with all the hair, not so much. But the Luke guy, he knows a lot. Maryland Lottery's making this happen. Brian Pugh's going to be our next guest. We're going to talk about head trauma, brain injuries, not just in regard to football, but in regard to, like, life and important things. And don't fall on the ice and do stupid stuff like that this winter. I'm going to be at Coco's till 5, State Fair all day on Thursday. Friday, we return to Pappas in Khakisville. Come on out. I've got more lottery tickets than I know what to do with. Roz left me stacked, and I'm ready to give them away, have some people win. Our friends at Window Nation, 86690 Nation, and Jiffy Lube Multi-Care. You come with canned goods, dry goods, good goods for the Maryland Food Bank, and we give you a cup of soup or bowl free of charge. It is Crab Cake Row. Back for more. It's going to feel like Radio Row momentarily. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.